Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold stressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up. But you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome co-host Mo Benz. What's happening, buddy?
What up, though? What's good?
Man, listen, before we get into how awesome, you know, our week was and all of that good stuff, like, we're going to start this thing off with a roll call. Mo Benz and I felt like, you know, certain people deserve big shout-outs tonight. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate everybody that's listening in. So we do it at the end of the show. Tonight we're going to do it at the beginning. Mo, did you figure out the name, man?
Yeah, so like I'm pulling it up right now because I know you had showed me this country. So I'm about to shout them out right now. Let me see if I get the name right. Hold on. So this country is called Cote d'Ivoire, and it's a country in West Africa. And it says it's a West African country with beach resorts, rainforests, French colonial legacy on the Atlantic coast. Is the country's major urban center. Its modern landmarks include Ziegler Concrete La Pyramide, in St. Paul's Cathedral, a swooping structure, whatever. But anyway, shout them out. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to look for you on my map because, you know, I keep my maps and everything. And from what Ms. Lovely Black has been saying, and I've been saying it too, they've been one of our, like, top-notch countries as far as listeners. So
top two. They in the top two.
Top
and
two.
They've been consistent.
In
our top two, you know, between them and Algeria. You know, Algeria
kind of. Algeria, so.
Go back and forth. So we wanted to give you guys a special shout out because you guys have really been tuning in to us. Salute to our home base here in the United States. You guys are awesome.
Hell yeah, U.S.
We want to salute Canada. You guys have been consistent with us from day one. Mexico. We got listeners. We got listeners out of Mexico.
Shout out to Acapulco, man. Me and my wife had a ball there. You know what I'm saying? That's where I got
Brazil.
Engaged. Acapulco, Mexico.
Salute to you guys in Brazil, Peru. Okay, Chow, we
Roll
see you. We
down.
Appreciate you here.
Yep.
Ivory Coast.
Where else? Ivory Coast.
Guyana. Nigeria.
Guyana. Shout out to all the Guyanese.
Niger.
Nigeria. Niger. Don't call it nigger either. It's Niger. Yep. Shout out to them.
I got it right.
Shout out to them. You
Spain.
Got it right.
Spain, mm-hmm. France,
Spain,
you know,
Spain.
United Kingdom,
England.
Ireland.
Ireland, damn, man.
The Netherlands, Germany, Poland, Sweden, Ukraine,
nice.
Turkey. Come on, man. Yep. Y'all showing out, man. Out, man. Y'all
I'm
make me
you
cry. Kenya.
Kenya.
Zambia. South Africa.
South Africa.
Saudi Arabia.
Up to the Zulus. Saudi
Oman.
Arabia.
Oh, man. Turkey.
Damn.
Let me see. We got all of y'all over here. Yep.
Covered it.
Uzbekistan.
Okay. Uzbekistan.
I didn't want to say that wrong,
I
y'all.
I hope we pronounce
Pakistan.
That. Pakistan.
India.
Shout out to Pakistan. India. Yeah, man, that makes me feel real cool, man.
Thailand. We ain't done. Indonesia.
Okay. Yeah,
okay. Australia. Man, come on, man. They showing out for us. We got a couple more on here. South Korea. Man, we got listeners in South Korea, bruh. Japan,
Korea.
Listen, we thank all of you. New Zealand. New Zealand.
Yeah,
so
New Zealand,
we want to thank every country out there that's tuning in to us. You know, we've been consistent going on 2 years now. We really appreciate the love. The numbers are through the roof right now. I'm a really appreciative, man. Like, I looked at these numbers tonight, and I was just like, wow. And it's been consistent, man. And I thank all of you for tuning in. Tell a friend, tell another friend, and another friend. We here, and we still doing this, and I'm going to do it as long as I can do it because I really, really, really appreciate everybody that tuned in and rock with me. All right, Moez, how was your weekend?
What's up?
How was your week?
Yo, my week was chill, man. I'm in a good mood, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a productive week. I felt like, you know, business-wise, I feel like I'm getting back on track. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a nice groove. I'm in a nice zone. I feel like I'm gaining momentum. Getting different contacts, you know what I'm saying? Just putting my name out there. Deals are starting to go my way, you know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling it, man. Also, too, I had my little banquet this weekend, you know what I'm saying? Because I was like, you know, top of my, you know, at what I do as far as, you know, interior design. So that was cool. They had it like this at this nice little mansion in freaking Long Island. So, you know what I'm saying? It was some cool fly shit, man. It was the first time I went, so I got a chance to just really go. I should have flicked it up and took some more pictures, but I didn't really know what to expect, so I was just trying to act like I've been there before. but yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? So it was just some cool-ass shit. Maybe I was, like, a little too cool, you know what I'm saying? I should have, you know, maybe. But I was caught up in the moment, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to, like, floss for the gram or none of that. I was just like, let me just take this all in and just enjoy it. So that was cool. So that, you know, that was just great energy. Also, too, man, I tripped off these fucking edibles. That shit was crazy, man. Like, I tripped off these edibles, and that shit had me tweaking, man. My wife.
Man,
you know,
listen, y'all better stop eating
my
stuff that people making. Y'all don't know what the hell did. I'm talking about. This is what's in it with a side of this,
yeah,
okay?
I'm thinking of some trees, but, like, this she had me like tweaking a little bit, so that shit was crazy. And I gave my wife a little piece. It was like a brownie, calling in the next day. So, and then I was just like, I was high as fuck. So I was just going through all my like issues. I was just like telling my, we was about to dip out to Atlantic City. We was like, we was just over.
You was doing the most.
Yeah. So that was.
But
yeah,
look,
that
it's
cool.
It's good to have fun moments like that with your, you know what I'm saying, with your mate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
and you can sit back and laugh at that shit.
Yeah. I mean, I was fucked up in that moment, but once it wore down, because you know that shit just hits you. You ever did an edible before?
Hell to the no.
Yeah, well, that shit just hits you, man. It's not like when you're just smoking weed and you just, like, you know, you inhaling, exhaling, and you're like, ah, this shit just creep up on you like some shrooms or something. But, yeah, so that was interesting. And then, you know, yesterday was a good day. Today on a pretty good note. You know, I'm ready for tonight's, you know, tonight's topic, tonight's discussions. So that was my week. How was your week?
Man, drama filled, man. It is crazy,
oh,
man.
Nah,
and sometimes
filled,
you
got to
sit down and you got to take control and take the bull by the reins and say, you know what, this is how this is going to go from here on out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to allow this in my life. I'm not going to allow that in my life. And you really have to do that, you know. So y'all know I've been struggling for the longest, man, for at least the last year. I've been struggling with baby daddy drama, you know, and it's kind of like, for me, I did what my heart told me to do, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to talk to somebody that knew him, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, this can't be life. This can't be, you know what I'm saying?
Jay-Z song.
This can't be just me. Issue was too long, you know, it lasted too long, you know what I'm saying? And I reached out to an individual that knew him, and, you know, bless her heart, man, she ended up being a very sweet individual, and you know, I'm not going to discuss what we discussed, because that was her truth, you feel me? And when she ready to bring her truth to the light, she'll bring her truth. I just, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate her even, you know, having a conversation with me and you know, actually just giving me, you know, whatever insight it was. But you know, I just, you know, I told y'all a long time ago, I keep my personal life in this situation separate, right? So he don't know if I'm in a relationship. He don't know what I'm doing. And as we talked on a couple shows ago, I stopped putting that on social media. So you don't know what I'm doing, when I'm doing. You see, I haven't even said nothing about nothing.
Private. Yeah.
Huh?
No, certain things is good to keep private. That's what I'm just saying.
Right. So, because then people go to fishing and they trying to figure out.
Yeah, people don't need to know.
I don't have time for that. I did that and it backfired on me. So
exactly.
You know, we're not doing that. So, you don't know if I'm in a relationship. You don't know what it is. So, you can only assume and you fish until, you know, somebody break down and tell you. And I'm not going to tell you because, you know, I really don't care about what people feel. So, long story short, man, it was a bunch of drama. I found out a lot of things about this man that I never even knew. That, you know, basically it's like you were somebody that I don't even know. You're like a whole monster. You know what I'm saying? Like a whole different individual I never freaking knew. And so, you know, my last conversation was, look, I had to pray. And it came to me, it's like, what would my mom do? That's like the most respected woman of my life. You know what I'm saying? My mom had, you know, a bachelor's degree in science, master's degree in mathematics. You know, she's in the school system for 18 years up until she got sick. You know, she raised three kids by herself. And I remember this situation vaguely because, you know, I mean, we were in it, you know. And so my dad had a secret. And even though they weren't together, my dad was not capable of taking care of us. And the only time my mom took us from my dad was when we found out his secret. And my mom was so hurt that he allowed us to find out that he did drugs. And she kept us away. I mean, it was like 2 years. And she realized that the damage was already done. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like we was going to unfind out. And so from that moment forward, like, my mom never, ever took us from our daddy. No matter what he did, no matter what. But see, even though my dad was not financially capable to take care of us, he always put us around people that could take care of us. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And that's how we were able to survive, right? Like he was a savage with it. It wasn't no him not seeing his kids because he wasn't with it. And so I say this situation to say, you know, my last conversation was, look, I'm not going to keep your son away from you, but I am overly done. Like you can't unhear that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like when you trying to get along with somebody because, you know, you feel like, oh, okay, this person is this way, but then you find out that this person is not that way. So it's like, dude, why would I even help you? So in my head, I gave this situation a number. I gave it a deadline. And if, you know, he don't step up and start doing what he's supposed to do by this deadline, then it's not me putting you in jail. It's you putting you in jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, my whole struggle with this child support situation is that I know he's not going to be able to keep up the way that he's supposed to. And that means, guess what? He's going to jail. And, you know, that jail shit was already formulated to keep our brothers down. It was formulated to incarcerate our brothers so they can make money off our brothers. And if you listen to my show, I am completely against jail, Jim Crow, anything. You know what I'm saying? And so for me, it just, I had to find a way to say, okay, it won't be me doing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know nobody that's just down 5 years. That means that your plan is not working, and guess what you need to do? You need to just go ahead and get some of this tough love. So, you know, I don't know nobody that's been down just 3 years straight unless you really, you know, you just, I don't know. So that's the reason that I went pushing it, but I finally gave myself a deadline in my head and said, listen, you know, you come see your son. Just a simple initiative, you feel me? And that's all that I ask for. Even if you can't do shit, send $40, send $50. So he told somebody, well, shit, she got money, so since she got all this money, why she just don't take care of my home? So things like that make me feel like you take this shit for granted, you feel me? And so with that being said, I'm sure he's used to a certain type of woman. He's used to women with self-esteem issues, and I'm the opposite of that. So I feel like, listen, I'm going to take care of my son one way or another, but after this deadline that I got, that I set the other night, I said, if he ain't did it by then, it's no more talking about it. It's no more giving him heads up. It's no more none of that. I'm just doing what I got to do. It's like just drama. You know what I'm saying? And I respect her because it was just her truth that she was telling me. And her truth was just something that I knew nothing about. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, I can't really say I feel bad for anybody because at some point you have to take accountability for your own actions for being in a situation. But what I can say is that, you know, it just made me see him in a whole different light. You feel me? And, you know, I don't think that it was her running it down because, you know.
I will say this. Don't lose your train of thought. There's always two sides to every story, though.
Right, but I already heard his side, so you got to understand.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I've been knowing you for forever, so I already know what you're going to say or what you're not going to say. And at the end of the day, you know, it's her side. And she was fair. She told me what she was doing wrong, too. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, however much is, you know, like, I don't think that, I'm going to say this. I don't know the person that was described to me. I'm going to say that in all fairness. He was never that person around me. But then the way that he's acting helps me understand why he is the way that he is, because it plays out to what was told to me. Put it like that. You know how somebody can act a certain way around somebody else? Like, but, look, you ever went somewhere with your homeboy, and you notice your homeboy, you know how he act, and then he get around some more of his other friends, and then he's just a totally different person, and you're like, who the hell are you? Like that. For me, it's like that.
I try to keep it.
And then you got to think, like, I don't even talk to him about sex or us being together, but his claim to fame to everybody is she still want to be with me. And that's the farthest thing from the truth. I just don't share my personal life with him. He fish. You know, oh, you miserable. Oh, you need a man. Oh, you need this. And I never respond to it because it's none of your business. You know what I'm saying? I laugh it off. You feel me? It's none of your business about what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. Just like, for the most part, whatever was told to me, in all fairness, it's none of my business. It's more so like I'll never deal with him. I'll never want to deal with him, but that's none of my business. He's a grown man. That's not going to stop the fact that we have a child together and we still have to deal with each other. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things, like, he kind of, like, delusional in his head. He think, like, everybody want him, and it's kind of like, yeah, buddy, no, we good. Just, you know, just take care of your son. So it's kind of like when you telling somebody over and over and over, look, man, do right, do right. And then they don't do right, and then they look at you, you know what I'm saying, when the shit hit the fan, like, oh, why, listen, I'm not finna give nobody years to do what they supposed to do. We all individually have our own responsibilities, right? We grown people. That's your responsibility. I can't hold nobody's hand. I'm not raising my boys to be that way, and I'm definitely not going to raise nobody else's son to be that way. So, needless to say, you know, without even telling the whole story, but that was like my 3-4 days, you know? And I know she was sincere. You know, I know how people say, you know, it's three sides of every story. She was with her peoples. She was with her guy friend, and she was telling her story. Like, I don't have nothing to hide. You know what I'm saying? And that itself made it seem more valid to me, because you ain't going to be around a nigga that you dealing with telling your truth if it ain't truth. You ain't going to do that. I don't believe that. So that shit there was done and over with. I got another project done. I can't wait to be able to share this project with you guys. Right. I shut myself down for a couple of days so I can focus. I'm working on another project. I did some updates to the website. Man, the website had an amazing launch. And I can't say thank you enough to everybody who went to sbandkids.com. sbandkids.com. I mean, it's amazing. So I took your feedback, and I made some changes to the website. I got free shipping now on the entire website. I've added new products, and I haven't even added all of the new products because there was like the butt end of what I was doing. I was doing a couple other changes, but you can go to the website, sbndkids.com. You can sign up for the mailing list. We're going to come out with exclusive deals, you know, like 1 hour coupons. You got 1 hour for 50% off or whatever. You know, I got a lot of fun things that I got going on with the website. So make sure you sign up for the mailing list. We got a contest coming out at the beginning of this week. With Sunday, it's technically the beginning of the week, but like Monday or Tuesday, we got a contest coming out for the website so that you can get actually a major discount on something from the store. So make sure you're paying attention to my Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, wherever you are with that. I mean, I can't say thank you enough. I was so amazed.
Yeah, you know, that's dope.
And
those look good. You know?
Shocked.
Nice.
The shipping times changed. I changed some stuff around who I was dealing with. So the shipping times got almost cut in half for the website. So, you know, just a lot of little nice stuff. Just go to the website, check it out. That project is done, and I'm working on my last project that I started before I left Atlanta. And this is something that I've been talking about for a while, but I'm knee-deep in it right now, and I can't wait to release this project as well. I'm just happy to just keep working. You know what I'm saying? That's how I stay on my stuff. I stay busy. You feel me? So when a person just feels like, you know, people feel like you're so invested into them, and it's like, ain't no way in hell I'm going to be super invested in you, super invested in my children, super invested in my own personal life, and super invested in my business and work. Like, that's too much. Y'all spread me way too thin. I ain't got it in me.
But
we also started looking for a house, man, and so that's a good thing. We going closer to the city. Like, you know, enough is enough. You know, I'm tired of the jokes. If I come to your house, I got to pack a bag for a week. You know, like, they don't think I got feelings.
Mm.
Yeah, like I gotta pack up clothes for a couple of days. You got enough groceries? You know all the jokes, man. You know they mean, man. They mean. So, we started looking for the house. We started that process this weekend. Amazing Christmas gifts already. So you know, I mean, I'm pretty much at this stage in the game. Sometimes you gotta let things go and let them work out how they have been, because I have been wearing this crazy smile, man, for about 3 days, and it's crazy. But, you know, eventually I'll share when I'm comfortable. But, you know, right now everything is on the up and up.
Well, that's good.
I've been smiling since I got my Christmas present. How about that?
Got it early, huh?
Yeah, because they were supposed to be somewhere else during that time, but, you know,
gotcha.
That didn't happen. So, you know, ladies, y'all got to share your Christmas gifts, you know, in your boo. You know, keep it real. You know, this is my boo. Tag your boo and tag me, and I'm going to give you a shout-out on the radio show. You got to tag your boo, though. You can't be talking about, I got this, and you know you got it for yourself. You know, tag your boo and say, you know, my boo got me this for Christmas, and, you know, we're going to do a whole little cute segment. Shout out to all of the women out here that have their own businesses, man, that's doing their thing out here. I salute you guys. I put somebody on my page today. I really rock with her, man. I've been watching her business grow. She has a boutique. I think it's Navarra Mac Boutique. But I think her name is Riri Bad Girl or something like that. But I've been watching her boutique grow. And, you know, like, when I first started paying attention to this young lady boutique, she had bonnets. That's all, bonnets. That's all I seen. And she has grown from bonnets to clutches to, you know, club gear to just regular walk-around gear, you know. Like, she has her own little situation, and she's growing, and that's the one thing that consistency, you know, makes up, you know, it makes up growth, man, and I'm proud of her. So I shout her out every chance that I get. I do follow businesses back on the business page, so if you have a business, I definitely don't mind following you back and shouting you out. Follow me at SBANDDLLC on Instagram. And that's where I follow, like, all of the businesses and try to give support and love to the people with small businesses, because it's bad enough we already looked over, you know. I ain't got a bunch of followers because I just started interacting on this page probably about 2 months ago. But, you know, it get the job done. Trust me.
There you go.
It get the job done. You all right?
Yeah, no, I'm chilling. My energy is up. I'm like,
your energy don't sound up. You sound like you're on an edible right now because you just mute.
Nah, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? I got my sage.
You on some edibles.
You know what I'm saying? I got my rum punch. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good. I'm chilling. Cooling out. Yeah, so what's up?
Let's get into this topic for tonight.
Yeah, let's get into this topic. Let's do it. So yeah, let's get into it. Let's go for it.
Go ahead and start it out. I'm coming.
All right. So tonight's topic is, why do black women dehumanize over good black men? Now, this is Ms. Lovely Black's topic. So I'm definitely going to give my two cents on the whole situation, you know what I'm saying, of what I think about it. But I want to just ask you this question. What made you come up with this topic, and how do you feel? You there? Well, while we're waiting, let me see here. What's going on? Shout out to my Cleveland Browns. You know what I'm See, that's another reason why I'm in a good mood. My man Baker Mayfield represented, went up to, no, it was in Cleveland. Beat the Denver Broncos yesterday, so I got a chance to see my Brownies get another win. So we could be probably going to finish at least 500. Hopefully we can finish above 500, but I'm proud of what they're doing, man. I'm a big-time Browns fan, man. You know what I'm saying? So I've been waiting for this for a long time. You know what I'm saying? As a loyal New Yorker, the still reps C-Town. So shout out to that. Even though we're out of the playoffs now because Pittsburgh just beat New England, I believe. Let me see here. What else we got while I'm waiting for Miss Lovely Black to come back? What else is popping? I don't want to get into my world-famous chop-up stuff just yet, so I'm just trying to hold it down until later on in the show because I got a couple of things I want to touch on. What else is going on that I can just talk about real quick?
No, I'm back.
Oh,
I'm listening to you, but
yeah,
I'm actually talking to somebody that called in on the back room trying to answer something for them. So listen, why do black women dehumanize black men? And so here's why I came up with this topic, right? And I'm going to give you a prime example of what I mean by that. Okay. I just moved back home. So,
yeah.
Of course, you know, you ask about people. Where's such and such? And where's such and such? And so on and so forth. And so I got to, you know, ran into somebody and I said, well, hey, where is X, Y, and Z? And this individual proceeded to immediately bash this black man, right? And I mean bash this black man to the point where, you know, screw him and some, okay, this person said to me his wife left him because he fell off. And I'm sitting looking, and I said, well, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And they were laughing.
You
can't be out here messing around in the street with these women and you broke. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, from what I've seen, you know, he's always been a hustler. So you mean to tell me when the shit is good, you there, you going to tolerate it because you know where it's going? But when a motherfucker fall off, you jump up and leave, right? But a person invested all of this time in you, so that's supposed to be okay. It's supposed to be funny. Y'all women, y'all laugh at shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all laugh when a woman leave a man because he don't have, right? That's cute. Mm-hmm. But then do you laugh when that same black man go get a white woman that look out for him and take care of him, and then when he get back on his feet, then he's a switch out, he's a traitor? Listen, I am not for my brothers just jumping ship because they want to do what they want to do and go date a white woman because they can run over her. You know what I'm saying? I'm not for that type of relationship.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
But I'm also not for sisters dehumanizing our brothers, okay? You hear so much talk about black, you know, interracial relationship. You hear so much talk about, you know, he this and he that. But, ladies, when are we going to stop? I'm talking about good men now, good men, good brothers that go to work every single day. Guess what? If he ain't got no job, he ain't sitting here, his ego ain't in the way. You know what I'm saying? He going to go do whatever he got to do to make money that's as legal as possible, okay?
Exactly.
He going to go and sell flips, okay? But he going to make money. I respect and I would be with a man that'll go sell flips before I go be with a man that sit down and make excuses. You understand me?
Hold on, what's flips?
To understand what?
What's flips? I didn't know what flips was.
Flips is like frozen ice.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I was
okay. You are. Like I would be with a man that has a plan before I be with somebody that has an excuse. You know what I'm saying? And so,
like
to
that.
Me, that was kind of like a slap in the face as a queen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not funny. You feel me? We already got this cycle that we can't break. You know what I'm saying? You know, the craziest thing to me is that as black people, we always marching down the street. As black people, we always talking about our rights and how equal we are. But guess what? We still slaves because we still live in a slave mentality. You know what I'm saying? We still think the house nigga is better than the field nigga, right? We still think red people better than dark-skinned people. You understand me? We still around here putting our brothers in jail because we want to be vindictive to him. You feel me? We still around this motherfucker, you know, talking bad instead of helping, you know what I'm saying, our brother come up. We sitting here talking about, you know, oh, he doing bad. Oh, he fucked up. Oh, he this whole. Listen, let me tell you something. As a woman, there is nothing wrong with assisting your man and getting to where he need to be. It ain't always financial. Now, if this man need more than 6 months, maybe he need to change his plan. But at the same time, you know, it can be like, okay, babe, I'm going to hold the rent down, and then you get a couple months to, you know, stack your money. Or whatever the case may be, you do what you're supposed to do to make sure that this situation is on go so y'all can win. Now, here's the thing. If you dumb and you ain't got no ring on your finger and you investing all yourself into this man, you feel me? And I ain't talking about just no ring on your finger, but I'm talking about the paperwork behind it. And you investing all your stuff in this man and this man go left on you. Man, listen, any good business person know that the money has to be there first. You know what I'm saying? The paperwork has to be there first. The contract has to be there first. You think these big businesses doing business on, well, you know what? Johnny said that he would do right, so let's just do it to him. They're going to say, listen, get the paperwork together, okay? Let's get the paperwork right. Y'all have to understand that you can't just be giving everything away for nothing. And then he say, well, you know what? I want to get married, but not right now. Well, guess what? Well, shit, bitch, then when you get ready to get married, then that's when we'll press go. You know what I'm saying? I sit back and watch. I'm frugal as hell. I sit back and watch you go through whatever you're going through. Bitch, that ain't my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a wife's job. And brothers, y'all quit to try to make us settle for less for what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the situations that, you know, I go through, like, this whole situation, you know, this weekend, you know, and the only thing that I could keep saying is, you know, that has nothing to do with me. That can't change the fact. You know what? Black women, and I've seen it happen so much, but my mother never did it. Oh, well, he fucking that bitch. You know what I'm saying? So he ain't going to see his kids. Oh, well, he acting funny. I told him to come spend the night and he ain't come, so he been not called to see his kids. Man, listen, ladies, we got to take ourselves out of this shit. If you got to stop talking to this man about anything, listen, I stopped talking to this man and just strictly focus on this kid. It's hard. It's hard for him right now. But you're going to get it and understand eventually that I'm one-track minded at this time. Ladies, when I do business, I hear with these people. I hear these people telling me what they're going to do. I hear these people saying what we can do. But guess what? I need paperwork. If you can't put the same thing that you're telling me on paperwork, then I can't do it. So if I'm that way in business, in personal relationship, how can you not be that way with what's at home? Then when you get walked over, because a man will only do to you what you allow him to do, right? Right?
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that.
So if a man will only do what you allow him to do, then why are you allowing so much to happen and then you dehumanize this man? If your homegirl allow all this to happen, why are you dehumanizing somebody that you don't even have no relationship with? Why are we so quick to throw dirt on each other's name, but yet, you know what I'm saying, the white folks come and the white folks can do whatever and y'all just like, child, you know, them the white people, that's how they is. But listen, if we got on one accord with each other, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't be as bad. We still slaves because we don't know how to join forces and fight as one. We still slaves because we still hold a white man superior. Nick Cannon did a stand-up. Nick Cannon said, you know, I'm trying to figure out, you know, black people, we dominate everything out here. So why the white man still superior to the black man?
I'm not saying that, but, yeah. Yeah.
I ain't saying none of that shit.
I ain't saying I'm the slave shit. I ain't saying they dominating. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is in certain situations. And I'm just like, you know, it's an interesting time that we're living in right now. You know, as far as like political, and I just think the whole political environment's got everybody kind of divided. And even though, you know, I've talked about on the show how I am, you know, I don't want to say pro-Trump, but, you know, I don't see it as bad as everybody else does. But it's something to that. You know,
Trump is a great businessman. So you have to give that shit to him.
Yeah, so that's the part that I like. And but, you know, as far as – but it just seems like – and you know what it is? I think it's just coming off the whole Obama right to Trump. You know what I'm saying? I like them both. You know, I like Obama for what Obama stood for, and I like Trump for what Trump stands for in a way. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want to – I'm not – and I'm – by no means am I trying to put myself above anybody or thinking I'm – or logical than anybody. It's just how I see it. But it just seems like most people that I see it as happens to be people of color. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it was such a transition from Obama, the whole yes we can, to the whole make America great again. And I guess people were so conditioned in a way to just seeing how political shit usually are. You know, like if there was another Bush in office, oh, that's what it's for. When, you know, some white person is just politically correct and act like they're doing stuff for the black community, but really they ain't doing shit. Oh,
right.
Man, you know, it's kind of fucked up, but I can, you know, that's just the way it's been. So I'm going to put, because Trump comes in and he's coming with a whole business standpoint as and less political and just trying to just show people in a way, like, learn this business shit. You know what I'm saying? This business shit is what, you know what I'm saying, what's going to have you on point. You know what I mean? That's what gets your community on point, if y'all know about the business. But people just think that he's automatically talking down on them. And, you know, and I guess it didn't make it no better with the whole Kaepernick NFL thing. And I just put a divide into everything. But the only thing that just pisses me off with my people, we can't see past certain things to just see, like, all right, it's a bad and good to everything. You know what I'm saying? And of course, people always want to look at the bad shit because that shit is the shit that you see. But it's some good shit, too. You know what I'm saying? If you can get past that and, like, you know, focus on the things that can help you out. You know what I'm saying? So and instead of just feeding somebody, you know, which I think our people gravitate towards, you know, all right, let's just get fed. Nah, I want to learn how to think. You know what I'm saying? That's how I'm looking at it. I ain't trying to just get fed. And like, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I want to fucking learn how to fish so I can, you know what I'm saying? So I can know the attributes. So, you know, I didn't want to go off on a tangent, but I think that just plays into
the whole
political
realm. No, but that's 100%. But that's why I said the key word to this is good men, because you got some brothers out here that really want to learn how to fish. They want to learn how to do it. But those brothers are overlooked, man. They overlook because they ain't out here flossing.
No, I said I'm one of them. I'm one of those dudes. I'm, you know,
well,
I'm
yeah, great. Right, exactly. You're what I consider a good guy. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
And the good guys are overlooked because, you know, they're not flashy out here. They're not pretending. And the people that's getting all the attention and the pretenders and the fakers, you know what I'm saying? The people that ain't really got nothing. You feel me? Yeah, when I say dehumanize, it's just like, sisters, we got to take this epidemic back, right? So listen, this agenda where they had been trying to save the human race, right? And that's when they started allowing these people to do stuff to the food. It ain't going to be enough meat. It ain't going to be enough food because we, you know, we keep growing as a nation, you know?
Yeah.
When, you know, it's definitely going to be enough food, but allowing these people to do stuff to food, you know, that brought other, you know, illnesses and diseases and everything like that. But I digress.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. What I'm saying is I'm reading something. So hold on.
Okay.
Somebody sending a message.
What's up? What's the message we got?
Okay. Right, okay. Honestly, gotcha. Okay. So, where the hell was I at?
We was at...
Well, I'm talking about, like, the food. But what point was I about to make in reference to...
The point you were just trying to make...
Okay, extinction. African-American reproduction. That's where I'm going with this. Okay, so listen. It was already a whole plan to stop African-American reproduction from way back when, you know, from when they started stripping the fathers away from the mothers. You know what I'm saying? And then when the mothers had children, you leave the mother, you know what I'm saying, you leave the son at home with the mother because she's going to overprotect them, and you take the daughter and you send her off with some white man so she can look up to the white man as him being great and all this other garbage, right? But then they put drugs, you know what I'm saying, but the white women got caught up on drugs. It was a huge epidemic with the white women, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to the black women, so that didn't work, you know. And then by the time it got to the black women, you know, there was people that, you know, it was like, okay, you know, it took some mothers away from their families, you know. But it didn't have the impact that they thought it would. It affected their own people more than anybody else, right? And then it was the dumping the guns in the – what?
It affected the black community a lot, the whole drug era.
It affected us, but it didn't affect us how they thought it would, and it affected their people more than anything. Do you know that's why they started giving black men so much time for having drugs and selling drugs, for selling cocaine, because the black men was taking the cocaine and giving it to the white women for the white women to sleep with them. So now the white women going after the black men even harder. They didn't like that at the beginning, okay? They dumped guns in our communities, right? Guns in our communities to take us all out. They was working. They was working on that, but that wasn't working fast enough. So guess what? We can't beat them. So let's join them. They start mixing the race, which is what we have now, the mixed race. Now all of a sudden you have all of these mixed babies popping up when it was just such a big difference. Now if you're not paying attention to what's going on, you would say, well, you didn't have a lot of mixed babies back in the day because, you know, we was lost as people and we didn't do that, and now, you know, we found. No, it's an agenda. The number one thing is to stop the African American race. The number one the main person that a white man is scared of is a black man, because a black man is so great. You feel me? At the end of the day, if our brothers have to deal with all of this right here going on in this society, police killing them, you know, they not really getting jobs, why are we dehumanizing our brothers even more? Why are we making him feel less than because he don't have, you know, the same thing that somebody else got? As long as he is trying, as long as he is doing, that's all that matters, man. That's all that matters, because as women, we are being put in positions, in higher positions with higher pay than men right now. Now, I can respect a man that understands that, but he's still trying to get it. I can't respect a man that say, well, women make more money than men, and you think you're going to sit down and not do nothing? I wish I would. I don't like a lazy man. I can't do nothing with a man that ain't going out trying to get it, okay? If he's selling ice, I might not be on that sidewalk with him, but I'm going to show be in the car with the fucking motor running so he can always come back and get some more ice to sell. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be right there. However you look at it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go buy the ice. You know what I'm saying? Go to flip that shit, baby. But, you know, in all seriousness, like, we so quick to down our brothers, and we don't know what that person going through. But guess what? What you going through in your life? That's the thing. We're not honest with ourselves. You could be sitting around here working 10 jobs and ain't never got no money. You could be laying up with a man that ain't got nothing going for himself, but yet you're going to dehumanize a brother that's out here working, trying to get it. If we start lifting each other up more, then we would look better as a unit. Our unit would move completely different than what it's moving right now.
True.
These men that's out here that's not working, but they got good dick, and you beefing them up. You beefing them up. Yeah, he right. Yeah, he real. Yeah, he this, he that. He ain't real. Listen, it's okay for a man to have a dog.
That's why I want to conquer Egypt, but it's a whole other thing.
You want to what?
I want to conquer Egypt, man. Weighed up a lot more time right now, but you know what I'm saying? Hopefully people not listening to this, and, you know, I don't want to get into this conspiracy theory, but I want to retake Egypt. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some black shit that I want to retake. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to go back in there and take it back over. You know what I'm saying? And get back on the throne to what's rightfully ours. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many other races that, you know, they got their history or whatever, but ours was like taken away. And Egypt is a big part because everything came from Egypt. It's modern times. And I want to take that shit back. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to talk about this on a world famous chop up, but I don't appreciate how, like, I'm seeing China just come in to like cultural places and they just buying up shit, taking shit over. You know what I'm saying? And I just hope that as a unit, I wish I had my money up the way a lot of these basketball players or sports figures. I hate to just go to that, but those are the ones that's really making the money as far as in our community. But I wish they would just get together. And I see a few here and there, you know, they go back on the humanitarian stuff and stuff like that. But go back there and really open up businesses, man. That's why I shout out to Little John. I've been, like, peeping him. He opened up, like, 2 schools in Ghana. I'm not a fan of Akon's music, but this guy, man, has been doing a lot of good things for Africa. He's trying to get the whole Bitcoin thing going on in Africa to get that going, because, you know, Bitcoin is going to be the next wave in the future as far as currency. So I just wish that, you know, the black people across the world with just money and influence would just go back to Africa and truly invest in, because we always going to have these different topics of this, the white person did this and this and this and this and that until we go back and we make shit right with Africa. And I'll pray that in my lifetime I see it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm a realist. I mean, I'm getting there. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm not going to live forever. But I just pray for, like, you know, if I do have a child or whatever, that they can start to see the fruits of these thoughts that I'm thinking about. You know what I'm saying? That Africa can be rejuvenated. But I think it kind of starts with Egypt in a way. I really do. We got the Muslims over there now. Shout out to Muslims, you know, the Islam. I studied Islam. You know what I'm saying? I was like my end of high school type flex. You know what I'm saying? But the more and more I got in tune with my true self, the more and more I figured out that this wasn't for me. But to just see like a whole Arabic way of life take over what was black, it just really like rubs me the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? And I don't got nothing against Islamic people. I think it's a very peaceful religion. Shout out to Muhammad Ali, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because I think, especially back in the 50s, Malcolm X, 50s, 60s, it was just a whole other way of life, you know, from what the white people was coming with, you know, Christianity. You know, and I got reconnected with Jesus Christ and all that, you know, this year. But Islam was something totally different from what we were used to, you know, in United States.
You got
States.
Reconnected with who, like, this year?
Jesus Christ a little bit. I did. I mean, I don't want to just say it like that, but I really did. I mean, I don't know if there's something to that. You know, I'm Egyptian to the heart, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just going by, like, my ancestors, you know, not my true ancestors, which is Egyptian, that I truly believe in, but I'm talking about my most recent ancestry, you know what I'm saying? Like, my grandparents and stuff like that. And it's something to it. I don't know, you know what I'm saying, but I did get reconnected with that because certain things is over my head as far as certain things is unexplainable that, you know, sometimes you just got to leave it in God's hands, you know what I'm saying, and you got to have faith that things is going to work out. So if I'm not a religious person, but if it is a certain religion that I gravitate to, it is Christianity, only because I just look at Christ as like a person to like strive to be, you know what I'm saying, a righteous person. You know, I just believe in spirituality and just how the Jews killed him. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Jews, they killed him. I mean, if you study the Bible and stuff like that, which I've been doing now that I got older, I see that the Jews were supposedly God's chosen. And when Jesus came, when Christianity was something different, maybe taking it back to the Egyptian way of life, I don't know. They killed him. You know what I'm saying? Because it was against the whole, you know, Jewish philosophy. So anyway, not to get off on a tangent, but I kind of got reconnected with that. But my whole point is just investing back in Africa. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, I'm going to talk about this in a world famous chop up because of certain things that I'm just peeping. But I think just as a whole, yeah, we got to get back to that.
Yeah,
but go, you know, I digress. So,
you go.
What's up? So that's, you know, I just, you know, I go off on my rant sometimes and I would just,
yeah, that was your whole thing on your own. You know, I'll let you have that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. But back to the topic.
Now, look at you.
This must be right. That's it, man. I'll be zoning out.
I don't know. You kind of lost me. But,
no, facts. But definitely, yeah. So as far as dehumanizing, I'll give you my two cents. As far as like,
okay, go ahead.
Know, what was,
I can't follow
let me see,
that.
Let me read the topic again. Why do black women dehumanize our good black men? I don't, you know, it's a lot of trickology that goes into that. I don't think they do it intentionally. It's just the way of life that we in right now that just fucks shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I notice a lot, well, just my people. Once again, I'm not trying to say that I'm more knowledgeable or anything else. I'm just, you know, I've been on this earth for a little while, so I peep things. So I don't think it's done intentionally for the black man and really for the black woman to really dehumanize the black man. I just think it's circumstances, the shit, especially in this country, you know, it's a capitalist society, which means, you know, everything is run by money and influence and shit like that. And now we got social media, so everybody just trying to be all in the know, or, you know, all, you know, they see certain things in their timeline and they just want opulence or, you know, what's nice, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you haven't had that. So sometimes if a person ain't where they need to be, you don't get the selection of that stock of women. You know what I'm saying? It's just like some fucking animal shit. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't like popping and you ain't the big lion that's like, you know, running shit, you ain't going to get the choice of fucking lionesses. You know what I'm saying? To just, you know, cause you know, when you conquer something and you the big lion, you got your choice. You know what I'm saying? Whatever lioness you want, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like that in real life. So, and it's because of that, because, you know, it's a materialistic capitalistic society that we live in. So I don't think it happens intentionally, but getting back to it, I think the black woman is the most precious commodity on this planet. You know what I mean? Y'all birthed the planet, like straight up black women. Like, I love y'all. That's why at the end of the day, I always, no matter what the differences is, I always give props to a white dude to get with a black woman. Cause I'm like, fuck, I can't even hate on you, my guy. Like, even though I might be seeing like, damn, she's fine. I wish I could be with her. But, yo, you see the light. You know what I'm saying? You know. And then you're going to have a little mixed baby, and then more than likely they're going to go that black way. You know what I'm saying? Instead of that white way. Because, you know, once you get that black in you, they're going to think you black anyway, and that's that, especially if you're cultured. So I don't get – and that's a white dude that just then got converted in my point of view. But what I do have a problem with is when a black guy, all these fine-ass black women – and of course, you know, like you said, getting back to your topic, somebody could have did them wrong or whatever, but you just not woke enough then, because there's so many good black women out here that you can find. Even if you had a gold digger that did you all dirty, you can find that righteous one that's going to glow you up. But I don't respect the black dudes that get that white woman and they convert over and they think they fucking white. And I just don't get it. You're never going to be that way. Then you got kids, mixed kids, and they're going to be all fucking confused and shit. And then they fucking don't know what the fuck way they going until they get cultured and they get back on some black shit. And that's why 99% of the people that I know that are mixed, they gravitate towards the black part as opposed to the white part, because the black part is cultured. The white part, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't light enough or you ain't, if you, you know, more, if you acting black in any type of way, they're not gonna think you pure enough. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. Like I said, so like any black dude that like go to other, and I got them in my family. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep it 100, but you know, everybody has their own way of path. But that's how I always felt. You know what I'm saying? That's why I always give Obama the dopest props, because he had the highest title in the land, and he had a black woman holding him down. Now, if he was the same Obama, same mixed dude, right, and he had a white wife, I'd be like, fuck Obama. Like, I don't give a fuck about him. Fuck him. I don't care. Black, you know what I'm saying? But the fact that he had a black woman, and you know, his mother-in-law was black, and they was up in the White House, was for it. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my tangent. You know what I'm saying? So that's just so
right.
I think
but it's not even about the good women. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. These women are trained, okay? These women know how to play the role. These women know how to love you to the core. These women know how to act like they love you to the core just to wait on a come up, just to mm-hmm. be there for a come up. And then if they don't happen, or if it happens and then that shit run out, then it's back to the same thing. I'm saying on people in general. You don't have to be in a relationship with a brother. You ain't got to be sleeping with this brother. You know, you just, your homegirl told you something, and so you finna bash this man in the streets. You know, shit gonna travel. You feel me? Just understand that whatever you say is going to travel, and it's going to be heard again and again and again. So the main thing is to be mindful of what you speak on our brothers. Speak life into our brothers that's actually out here trying to do something with themselves. Some of these men out here just lifeless creatures. And you can speak life into them all day you want to, but it's kind of like they're going to do what they do.
Real talk.
So it don't matter if you see a man picking up cans every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the help with whatever he got to do. If he doing something, man, support that man. If you if you doing so much better than this individual, then why don't you help that man? Because odds are you doing way worse than this individual is doing, but you want to have something to say. Most of the time it's your life that's messed up that you want to talk and you want to bash our brothers out here. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of great men out here, a lot of great men. That's why I've never been the type to deal with somebody hurt. I've never been the type to let somebody walk over me. I've never been the type, we in a relationship, but then I'm finna be your side chick. Yeah, I've never been the type to let somebody drag me just to be with them, because I've never had a problem with options. I've never had a problem with options.
That's,
I don't care if I had six toes. I still wouldn't have a problem with options. So
gotcha.
It's somebody out there for everybody, and it's some great men out here. But for the good men that's out here that's really trying, that's really, you know what I'm saying, making shit happen, that's really great fathers to their kids, you got a plenty of people that got excuses. Oh, well, yeah, you know, she want me, so I ain't finna take care of my son. How stupid do you sound? You sound like an idiot. So if a motherfucker want to deal with you, then why don't you just send packages or send money or do whatever and stay the fuck away? People are dumb to the extent that most people are dumb and common sense ain't common. So when you hear some of the stupidest shit in the world, you want to believe it because you want to feel like you way more superior than anybody else. Ain't too many of you bitches fucking with me out there mentally.
True.
You ain't fucking with me.
Yeah.
Ain't too many of
you
fucking with me.
I try to be, as a black man, as an example, like, I think I saw this old, like, Tupac documentary, like, or whatever, but something that he said really stuck with me. And he just thought how, like, Tupac was just like, I've been so for the black race. And, like, you know, Tupac was a celebrity or whatever, but he was like, you can catch me at the hoodest parties, whatever. I didn't give a shit about none of that. So I guess when he was saying that he never envisioned that a black man, that he would have, like, beef with a black man, if somebody, like, was set, well, I guess when he got set up and robbed. And that's why that shit totally rubbed him the wrong way, because he was so for just black culture, like, totally. Like, so how could you rob me? Like, I'm the guy that's just black. So, you know, so long story short, especially as I got a little older now, I just feel like as a black person, I'm so unified on all black fronts, man. African, Caribbean, American, it doesn't matter where you come from, man. If you're a black man, like, I'm just going to extend that out and branch out to you. You know what I'm saying? Because, so I just, that's why I think I'm good wherever I would go. You know what I'm saying? I could go to any place, no matter how hood it could be or whatever. And I think I can just adapt to the people that's there because I feel them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, I'm in that frequency. You know what I'm saying? I'll never, that's why I listen to so much music, because but go ahead. But anyway, so, but the whole point I was just trying to make was, What's up?
I was that person before when I was younger. Like, you know, I mean, yeah, years ago, I was that person. And you know why I was that person? Because I ain't know no better.
What person?
That's what I was
going to
say. I ain't know no better.
What you mean? What person? What person?
That person to dehumanize my brother.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that's maturity. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely maturity. Yeah, that's good that you recognize that. So now you can see
right.
The other.
I try to give my brothers their props now, every corner,
and
every turn that I can.
And if you see another female, you know, younger than you, older than you, whatever, but if they just not on your maturity level, and you see them talking down on a black man, let them know. Like, nah. So this is the point I was just trying to make. It's all about self-esteem, man. And, you know, life can get hard sometimes, so as a black man, as a black woman, as a black child, you know, it's just good to get that reinforcement. Like, you know, you're doing good. You know what I'm saying? I know things ain't where it need to be, but I respect you. You know, you're moving in the right direction. Just keep going. I know it get tough, but just keep going. You know what I'm saying? Things is, it can't rain every day. You're going to get some sunny. That's just the law of physics and nature. You know what I'm saying? And that's the same thing we got to do to our kids. You know what I'm saying? Them kids, I saw something on Instagram that just, like, lit me up, man, because this little kid, man, and it was his father, you know what I'm saying, just lifting his kid's spirit, his self-esteem, man. He had a fresh cut. His father was just like, oh, man, you know, he made that face like, oh, shit, look at my little man, you know what I'm saying? You got your fresh cut. You about to go to school. You about to just be on him.
Right.
He's going to be on you, you know what I'm saying? You just shining, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what our children need, you know what I'm saying? I remember, I didn't even know, I was just being myself, but I remember my wife, you know what I'm saying, had some of her little cousins that came up and they stayed with us for a couple of days or whatever. They was up in New York, and a couple of little dudes, you know what I'm saying, just my wife's little cousins, you know what I'm saying. So took them out, ate, and I was just, you know, and I remember the little dude, the youngest one, he was getting ready to go to high school, and I was just telling him, like, look, because I just went back in time into how I felt as his age, you know. I was just telling him, like, yo, this is how you got to get it, you know what I'm saying? Just, this is going to be, like, some of the best time of your life. Just understand it, you know what I'm saying? Get your G right, you know what I'm saying? That's how you got
to
do it.
Right. It's good to have positive role models.
Yeah.
But do you see the post,
like, you know,
that I put up on Instagram?
What's up?
And it's good to have positive role models. We want what's right for our kids. But guess what?
Yeah.
The decision was already made. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, everybody that it's going to be around your child ain't going to be positive, even if it is the other parent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it's nothing that you can do about
it.
You can't – look, even though my dad wasn't in the best position growing up, I didn't grow up and start, you know, doing what he was doing. I grew up and went the opposite way because that made me stronger. You know what I'm saying? Like I had my share of shit when I was in the streets, but, you know, when it's time to turn it off, I turned it off. And the best part about this is that, like, now that I've been focusing on me, and I say, like, oh, my God, you know, I'm ready to go back to Atlanta. You know, I'm ready to go back because I'm so used to it. But I sat out and I talked to him. I'm talking to myself, and I'm like, you know, you wouldn't be here if you weren't supposed to be here. You would not be here if you wasn't supposed to be here. And it was just because I'm so used to things at my fingertips in Atlanta. I'm so used to moving a certain way. And
that's,
you got
to
move a lot different.
New York, went back to Cleveland. If I moved from New York to Cleveland, I would understand exactly how you feel. That's exactly,
but
like, everything is at my fingertips in New York, and that's not the same in Cleveland. So I get the
My thought process wasn't all the way together because I wanted to move away from everything. You know what I'm saying? And it's for me to go back to what I'm doing. And I got one situation. You know what I'm saying? As me, just think about this. Everything in my life at this moment has been going right. My personal life, my business, everything has been going right except this one situation. And so I had to say, you know what, for the first time in my life, you know, if I didn't know what to do, I figured it out. I made it right. For the first time in my life, I'm in a situation that I don't know what to do. I done tried every single way to get this situation to be right, and I don't know what I'm doing. And I had to admit
that. God take the will.
That's what I did.
That's what
I said. I prayed, and I gave it up.
Yeah.
And I told them that. I give up. I don't know what I'm doing.
You did your best. You did your best.
I spoke as hard as I could fight, not for me and you, but for our common denominator. And so the devil will have, you know what? If somebody used to doing that, if somebody used to, you know, getting what they want all the time and you not giving them what they want, you know, they're going to throw a fit. But I'm sure that one day they'll get over it. One day they're going to get over it. It may not be no time soon, but it's going to take them to have to go through some things, and I'm very confident that they will not get to where they're going until they do right by their kids. That's the only thing in my life that ain't right. And when I say that loosely. The only thing, you know what I'm saying, I pray for continued, you know what I'm saying, continue focus on, you know, praying to God and my ancestors, you know what I'm saying, and continue focus on what I've been doing. And you know what, I don't want to hear nothing negative. I had to, look, don't come tell me nothing negative about that man, because it ain't going to do nothing for me. Let's stay on a positive track. I don't want to hear nothing negative about that man. If you call my phone, let's be positive. Let's talk about everything other than that. I don't want to hear nothing negative about nobody, because everything on the other side of this fence is good. When people don't know what you're doing, they ain't nothing in your life going right. You're miserable. You don't know what's going on in my life, because I don't put it out there no more. When you put your life out there, that gives people reason. They're going to dissect it one way or another. So I ain't putting shit out there. Unless you extremely close to me, you don't know what the hell going on.
That's a smart way to do it. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the social media age. Everything ain't for everybody. You can't put everything out there. You got to keep some things private. Let me ask you this question. Have they, in Florida and Orlando, I know spades has always been a big game, you know what I'm saying, especially in our black community. You ever played a game called Tunk? Card game?
Come on, dude. We grew up playing that shit.
Okay, yeah, hell yeah, Tunk. So what I'm saying is, I was, you know, spades, I was all right. You know what I'm saying? I don't even really know how to play spades like that. I'm going to be honest. And that's like something crazy saying as a black person. I know. I got to get my spades game tight. But Tunk, I was a beast. So what I'm just getting back to is game of cards. You got to win with the cards you dealt. You know what I'm saying? That's life. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you get that ill hand. It's easy as fuck. Like, oh, I got this. Like, shit. But sometimes you got to strategize and you got to win with, like, when the cards ain't in you, like, oh, fuck. Like, I'm going to fucking figure this shit out.
You got to throw your hand in.
Play to,
right.
Play to win.
Throw your hand in.
That's what life is,
so I done had winning hands with this situation.
Yeah.
I done had hands where
throw
I had to maneuver.
Man.
But at the end of the day, you know, I keep getting shitty hands, so I just throw my hands in. I don't want to play no more. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, you know, we good. You know what I'm saying? We good over here. We will always be good. You know, it's not a good thing, because I try to push to, like, not be so harsh. You know what I'm saying, on our brothers. You feel me? And that's why so much stuff that I could say that I just cut myself off from saying. Because, you know, for me, it's just more so like, do the right thing. But I can really take you there. I can really, really take you there. But I'm just, you know, regardless of the things that I've done, I haven't taken the man there. I haven't taken him up through there. And you know, the things like that, you know, people get off on because you get that type of attention. But it's kind of like, you know, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm doing what I want to do right now. And life is good. I assure you that. And so, I have some really strong women around me right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some hard working, dedicated women.
So that's all good.
Yeah,
that's
you know what I'm saying.
That's all good. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I needed.
Yeah, I know. I would be powerful if I ever did. I doubt it would ever happen. But if I ever did move back to Cleveland, I know, you know, it would be a strong unit, because I got my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my people there. I would be going back with a whole nother maturity level. But, you know.
Right. You're going back with a whole nother maturity level. When I left here, this city wasn't big enough for me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When I left here, I was already running circles. So now I'm back here on a business aspect. And I'm more equipped, and I already have things settled. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you get a second chance with different shit. You get a second chance with making things right with your family, with relationships, like all other kind of stuff. So I start looking at it in a positive way, like, okay, I'm here for a reason.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, it could be just some little stormy weather right now. You're good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I'm here for a reason. I'm too far out. I'm in the middle of nowhere, but that's going to change really, 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 really soon. Probably the next time I bring that up, I have that one. You know what I'm saying? Where I want to be at. So
one thing I will say, I mean, everything happens for a reason, though, but one thing I will say, it's always good to keep some property in the land at all. Atlanta is... It's a popping place, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing I will say. I would love to get a piece of property in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Just to have
that's one of my four projects that I've been working on.
Yeah, well,
here.
You're still connected, so you can always make that happen. But that
You know what I'm saying? That's an investment because Atlanta, property value there is not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? More and more black people, they seeing how people getting in Atlanta. They see that unity that's in Atlanta. Because right now, that's the one place that I see black folks unified. Like, we, like they on the same page there. And I respect the hell out of that. And like I said, that's my ancestry. You know what I'm saying? That's where it gets back to me. Like, both my grandparents both come from Georgia, and half of them come from Atlanta, you know, specifically. So I got ties there. So, you know, I'm always on the outside looking.
Yeah, it'll be like a rental property. You know, my thing is,
yeah,
you know, whoever I'm with have to be business-minded and making the same moves or better. You know what I'm saying? Like knowing
mm-hmm.
that you're doing these things. And not just Atlanta, Texas. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
you know.
Atlanta's
just
the modern day, but it's going to be some other cities. That's gonna start. I know Charlotte is one that's coming up. There's some other black cities that's going to come up.
You know the one thing
that
was put on the table this weekend, you know, and it's like, you might as well go ahead and, you know, get your real estate license back pumping down here. And I'm like.
Oh, you had it? You had your real estate license?
Man,
at one point?
Yeah.
You never
I
told
you
that.
That.
Okay, you knew that.
That's why
I
was
even paid
flipping
attention.
Houses. I knew how many houses I could flip, and
oh.
I knew how to play with it, and you know all that other good
oh,
stuff.
I
but,
never knew that. Like, where?
Yeah.
I don't know what I was doing.
Man, jack of all
okay.
trades, buddy. Jack of all trades.
Okay.
And here's the thing: I was bred to be that way from this city. So,
yeah.
with all of this, this city has grown so much. And all of these projects that they got going on here and all of the things that, you know, we have going on together as a team here, it's simply amazing. And I forecast a lot of things, you know, coming to fruition. And I've been knocking out these projects that I had like crazy. But I'm not going to speak on them until I'm ready to release because I need to release, you know, these projects like back to back. So I got one more that I need to finish, and then after I finish this one more, I'm going to start getting those ready to launch, and then I'm going to go and work on the last one that I kind of, you know, I'm outlined on that one, but I still got to do. But, you know, me, that's my thing. You know, I'm always releasing something. I'm always doing something. And, you know, whether it work or not, we always want to pick the perfect plan. We always want to pick the perfect, you know, the perfect business so that we can succeed. But, listen, people with money, they don't always have every business that's perfect. And they're not going to win in every single business. That's the goal, but you're not. But if you don't take chances and jump out here and go for what you know, you won't win because you never took a chance. You got to do what you got to do. And that's just me. I'm definitely a risk taker when it comes to investing and doing what I have to do, but I'm also just ultimately frugal, you know. So I want my life to be – you know, what it is. I don't want to be out. I want to be able to still do everything from the house. Just like, you know, the one thing that I'm looking at more than anything is space because, you know, we got to have an office. And then, you know, just all kind of stuff that got to happen with this particular house. And then, of course, certain things in certain areas I ain't going to live in.
Yeah.
I'm excited, man. I'm actually ready to move back closer. I'm ready. I'm ready.
Shout out to that whole
it's
Florida,
gonna be really, really
the Sunshine State. So let me see here. So we got about 13 minutes left in the show. So let's get into the world famous chop up. Oh, we got 12 minutes. Okay. So we got 12 minutes left in the show. Let's get into the world famous chop up. This is like my favorite part of the show. You know what I'm saying? So I'd like to chop it up over just different things that's going on. So what's up with you, Ms. Lumen? Like anything that you chopping it up on this week that you saw was like, oh, shit, like, you know, talk about that. You know what I'm saying? Things you kind of maybe saw just in the news or whatever that's got you like thinking, you know what I'm saying?
Just one. And this kind of goes on to what we were talking about in reference to dehumanizing our brothers. You know, offsetting Cardi B. They separated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't think that they're going to be separated for, you know, forever, but she has to teach him a lesson. But then when you go into, you know, blogs and stuff like that, you hear all the women, girl, leave him and go away. And the game put up a post that made the most sense out of any post that I have
read. Shout out to the game.
You know what I'm saying? In reference to these people. And he said marriages didn't last because people walked away, because things happened. Marriages last because people stayed and they got over it. When you start putting people in your business about the troubles that you're going through and X, Y, Z, then they're going to bring that drama. Listen, they brought the drama to my doorstep in reference to, you know, my situation, and I had to tell everybody at the same time, listen, don't come tell me nothing about who I'm dealing with. I don't even
care.
When you nip that shit
thing
in the bud at the door and you don't give a motherfucker a reason, that's why I don't want to go public. That's what, you know, I mean, he
I don't
a public
know
individual, but I don't want to go public because he is so fucking known. And I don't want nobody coming to tell me nothing about who I'm dealing with. I don't want nobody to be able to come and say this because they done already tried. Just a couple days after knowing, you know. My close family and people know, you know what I'm saying, and probably a hater, you know what I'm saying, or something there may know, but that's just how fast it starts. So, ladies, listen, understand this. You don't have to put the people in your business on what's going on. But when everything is made public about what's going on or people know what's going on, make the decisions for yourself. Believe it or not, I sit and have these conversations and talk about, you know, this hand that I don't know what to do with. But none of my family and none of my close friends can talk bad on him. Believe it or not. I don't even allow it. If I need to vent, they at the point now, they listen to me vent and say, okay, so what you going to do? I do not accept that. I do not allow it. I can do it, but I don't allow them to do it. That's two-sided. So stay out of that shit. That's her whole husband. That's not her boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? When bitter women get involved with what you got going on, when you got things to lose, just like, you know, you got children involved, even if not married, you got children involved. That shit ain't about you. It ain't about Quay Quay. It ain't about Keisha. It ain't about none of them. Because guess what? They baby daddies ain't there anyways. You got to figure that shit out between you and the person that you have to deal with. Quit worrying about how somebody going to look at you, how somebody going to appease you, whatever, whatnot. You don't have to sleep with an individual to do what's right by your kids. When you start sleeping with somebody that's not doing right by you, then that makes you look like the dummy, and nobody feels sorry. But when it comes down to having being a whole wife, you can't jump in nobody's relationship and tell them what to do and what not to do with their husband.
That's true. That's true. I mean, yes, that's going to be interesting. But I definitely think Cardi B, she a real one, man. I just, you know, certain things, it seems that she's stand by. I can respect it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I guess you're right. She is trying to teach him a lesson. I would think she would want to make her marriage work, especially since they had a daughter. But, you know, if he's going to keep doing the same things and keep making her feel a certain way, you know, insecure, vulnerable, whatever the case may be, then, you know, she's thinking, is it really worth it? And
sidebar,
listening to her album, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, you know, her first debut
sidebar
album.
I'm sitting here listening to you talk. This
and
kid
whatever.
Done went into the spare bedroom and found the Christmas toys.
Oh, look at that. Damn. That's jackpot. Jackpot.
They in boxes.
Jackpot.
So he don't know what's in the boxes. He don't know what's in them. But he
jackpot.
Like, is this for me? He pointing at the box and pointing at himself. But, yeah,
up.
I mean,
jackpot.
I wish them
yeah,
the best
that's
of
funny.
Luck.
That's what's up. Yeah, I do. I like them as a couple. I remember when I found a bunch of He-Man, Thundercats, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? G.I. Joes and all that stuff. I know how your little man is feeling right now. He, like, really loving you. Like, I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? My mom's true.
He don't know
what's
in it.
He
don't know who it's from.
Oh, okay.
He don't
exactly.
know. It's him and his
up.
Brother. But he just see these
okay.
big old boxes in here, and he done came with probably the lightest one. He can't even pick it up. He's just dragging it across the floor real slow.
Yeah.
He's
shout
like,
out to
is
Christmas,
this
man.
For
it's
me? For is this for me? Even though we don't, like, I say Christmas because, like, I call it gift-giving day to my kids. But I say Christmas because
do.
People don't understand what gift-giving day is, but we don't celebrate holidays. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
you
know, when you on a certain day and everybody around you celebrate it and they bringing them gifts and stuff like that, you know, like, you know, that they know that. You know, they in school and they tell them Christmas, so I just teach
Christmas,
them.
Christmas, yeah. And it's for the kids, you know what I'm saying? Let them enjoy it, you know what I'm saying, at that age. They ain't got to – I feel it's some woke stuff to it, but, you know, when they so young like that, just let them enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? It's their holiday. So, so yeah, shout out to you know, Offset and Cardi B. I'm looking forward to hearing the Offset album too, to complete the trifecta of all the like solo Migos joints. So shout out to them. Let's see what else we got in the world famous chop up. We got about 6 minutes left. Ye versus Drake. So, you know, Kanye, you know, he's kind of got back in the news a little bit. He's got an album about to drop too. So it's funny. I just mentioned Offset, Kanye. You know, it's funny when, like, you know, a lot of these rappers got an album, you know, about to drop, all of a sudden they get back in the news. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a little side note. But anyway, Kanye's been tweeting like crazy, you know, just going back and forth. I guess him and Drake beefed and kind of got back to what it was. You know what I'm saying? So so supposedly Drake, you know, took a page out of 50 Cent's book and, you know, Pusha T, who had a dope album, probably my album of the year as far as rap. But, you know, so I guess Pusha T's been going on a little tour, but Drake's been buying up, like, the first two rows of these concerts, and he's been sending goons and just, like, throw water and just disrupt beer and disrupt the show. So I guess Ye took to Twitter, like, yo, you got to chill this shit out because, you know, somebody can get seriously hurt, blah, blah, blah. We need to sit down and talk about it. And, you know, so they just been going back and forth. So it's going to be interesting. I guess Ye trying to pump up this album, and then the whole fact that I think Ye, you know, you got artists like Drake, you got artists like Travis Scott that kind of came out, you know what I'm saying, now where it's like more acceptable to just be yourself, you know what I'm saying, as far as I think Ye kind of ushered that in. Like, you know, if you like a college kid, or if you, you know, a kid that's not all in the streets like that, you just want to, like, you know, show what you, your talents as far as rapping and stuff like that, he made that lane for cats, like, you know. So he was just, I guess, you know, just trying to show, like, you know, I'm OG status, just show a little bit more respect. So it's going to be interesting to see. I'm interested to see how the new Ye album's going to be. Hopefully it'll be better than the last one. So that's that. And then getting back to what we were talking about before, this is a topic that I'm really keeping my eye on. Shout out to Charlamagne, you know what I'm saying? Charlamagne, ever since I read his book, I've kind of got a lot of respect for him as far as, you know, like a talking head in the industry, another media guy. But anyway, he had Spice. Spice was the Jamaican girl from Jamaican woman, I should say, from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. So she was on, you know, Charlamagne's, I guess, The Breakfast Club, and she was talking about how, like, in Jamaica, China is buying up a lot of shit in Jamaica, to the point that, I guess, Charlamagne asked, like, yo, you think Jamaica could start to lose some of his culture? She was like, yo, I'm kind of, it does have me think, you know what I'm saying? Because I think they just bought some $100 million highway that's in Jamaica, all this other type of shit. And then I go and look, and it's part Somalia. They just sold their, like, fishing rights to China. And it's just like, yo, it just gives me back, yo, like, black folks, man, we got to protect what's ours, man. We can't let other people just come in here, buy up our shit, and then make money off of us. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's not just happening in the United States. It's happening in Jamaica, parts of Africa, countries. I just don't want to be taken advantage of as a people, man. So that's just something I'm just taking, you know, I'm just keeping my eye on it, man. I see how, you know, Egypt just got taken over. You know, I just don't want to see, you know, my next generation, they see Jamaica as something totally different from what it was, you know what I'm saying, from the essence of it and different parts of Africa. So I just wanted to awake, man. I wish I had the fun like that to, you know, go back and start. But
90 seconds.
I can't stress this. I can't, what was you going to say?
90 seconds.
Well, 90 seconds. Oh, all right. So real quick, I have more things to talk about in the chop up, but I'll get back to that next week. You know, we kind of ran a little over, so I couldn't get too much into the chopper. But next week, I'll keep up with the other topics that I want to talk about. But real quick, let's do some real quick house cleaning. So definitely follow me on my social media outlets. If you want to be on the show, get at me, willbins@gmail.com. I really want to get back into getting some guests on the show. So holler at me, talk to me, I'll talk back. Holler at me on my Instagram.
MOBINNS, and where I like to flourish mostly, on my Twitter, MOBINNS. And Miss Lovely Black, take us out of here.
Hit me up on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black, the number one, and on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the Miss Lovely Black, the number one, and make sure you check out my store. S is in Sam, B is in Boy, A is in Apple, N is in Nancy, D is in David, D is in David, K is in Kite, I is in India, D is in David, S is in Sam.com, SBNDKids.com.
Yeah.
We look forward to seeing y'all here next week to have some fun. We probably going to do a freaky topic next week.
Yeah,
we probably
going to
get freaky.
If you missed the show live, check out my retweet. You know what I'm saying? Once Miss Lovely Black tweets it to me, I tweet it out to the people. And you can always listen that way. So definitely look out for that.
I tweeted you this time. Yeah. Last time it wasn't me. It was the link.
It was the system. All right. So yeah. So anybody that missed it last week's show, hopefully we'll get that back up there too. But definitely this show back in business this week. All right.
For sure. Peace.
That's what's up, y'all. Peace.